of saying it's Mr. Duck, you can say it's...
Well, right. If you know, yeah.
And
come on in.
Yes. And, cause if something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
His.
Or if it belongs to you, you'd say it's...
Mine.
And, or if it belongs to, not to him, but to me, you might say it's...
You mean if it belongs to...
Me
or mine.
And, let's see. We talked yesterday about meat and stuff like that, and so forth, sausage and meat that had been kept too long, you'd say it done what?
Spoil.
What about butter, if you kept that too long?
Well, what my mother did, I guess other people think, if it began to get, you know, a little bit old, she'd use it in cooking. Make
when it got to the age where it would smell.
Well, if it got to that point, spoiled, I guess. All I'd know.
Yes. And the talking about using the butter like that, what about thick sour milk that you keep on hand?
Well, they'd keep that so long and churn it and have buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever make any kind of cheese with?
They didn't at my place.
Yes. What about when you milk the cow? What would be the first thing you do after you milk it?
Strain it.
Well, they just get the impurities and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They have a straw, rubber straw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so talking about food, something that you might maybe use fruits, apples or something for, bake down in a deep dish, several layers of fruit, what would you call that? Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd say cobbler, and that was a stack business. Mm-hmm. So much in
there. Maybe 2 or 3 later, though.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of cobblers on for dessert when you come up with
that. Oh, yeah.
What about a sweet liquid that you might pour over a pudding or something? What would you call that?
They'd sweeten milk to a certain point and call it dip.
Say food that you take in between regular meals, you can say, I just had a little
snack.
Well, somebody has a good appetite, so he sure likes to put away his
food.
If you were thirsty, you might go to the refrigerator and pour you a
drink.
And that's food that been cooked and served a second time, you'd say it's
leftover.
And did they ever have a dish where you have maybe just a little cornmeal and a bowl of salt water and eat it like that?
Mush.
Yeah. Now, you have that very much? Is that been very good?
It was all right, we didn't have it.
And if you were eating that, you put the food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
Say that a dinner's on the table, because this was a dinner's on the table and your body's standing around and is waiting to begin. What do you say to him? I say, don't stand there.
Be seated.
And say that you know people around the table and you don't want them to wait until everything's passed. You might say, well, don't wait, just go ahead and
go to eat.
And what about when you want to be polite and somebody's passing food around you, but you really don't want it, you might say, well, I don't
pass.
Yes. And the things that you grow in your garden, like old beans and peas and tomatoes and that kind of stuff, you'd say, you grow what? They're all